December 3rd, 2014, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. This is a season of love. This is a mission of love. Your hearts and your lives need to be a reflection of this love. Strike from your hearts any attitude which transgresses holy love. Let there be no animosity amongst you, no slander or negative talk. Allow me to build up a foundation of love in your hearts. Then, upon this foundation, affirm purpose of holiness. There must be no untruth in your hearts, no deceit toward self-gain, no hidden agendas. All of these things are the bad fruit of disordered self-love. Instead, lose sight of yourselves, and with loving hearts, focus on the needs of others first. A loving heart is devoted to making others happy. It is in this way you show your love for me. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 29 through 32, and chapter 5, 1 through 2. The synopsis: avoid all sinful behavior, for example, deceit, slander, calumny, bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, etc., that reflects disordered self-love. On the contrary, live in holy love every present moment with kindness, mercy, and forgiveness, reflective of Christ's love for all. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for edifying, as fits the occasion, that it may impart grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.